Thank you, Michael. Well, Galveston was hit with a hurricane. Galveston was hit with a hurricane. The rain came down, the storm surged, the wind blew, the wind huffed and puffed. It didn't matter if that house was made out of straw, sticks, or stone. It was coming down. The streets were flooded. The city infrastructure decimated. Lives disrupted, lives destroyed. 8,000 people dead. Bodies floating in the streets, floating on, you know, the beaches. Bodies left unburied. The year was 1900. 108 years later, we have the exact same hurricane. The same thing happens to the city. The same houses fell down. The same streets decimated and destroyed. But only a dozen or so dead. What changed in those 108 years? Our ability to see what would happen, to take the appropriate action, for people in the danger zone to have the forewarning, to be able to move to higher ground, safer ground, away from certain disaster. And so now, instead of having thousands of anonymous people buried in very unceremonial ways, we have dozens of people that are dead, each buried with ceremony, honor, and dignity. A big transition, a big change. In many ways, we have hurricanes that aren't natural that approach our lives. If you think about it, you know, the loss of a paycheck could seem almost as devastating as the loss of a house or a city, disrupting the very lives that we've kind of built around that paycheck. But there's one thing that I could tell each of you that I'm as certain about. And with regards to Galveston, another hurricane will hit Galveston. I can tell each of you, you will lose your paycheck. Either it's through the actions of others, or it's through retirement, or it's through death. At some point, that life that was built around that paycheck will have to learn to go on without that paycheck. And like those people in Galveston, we need to make plans to move to higher ground, to transition out of the danger zone to safety. And friends, I think in the society that we have, that transition is about moving from earning, from things that we do, from working for others, from that paycheck, to earning a life through things that we own, through profits. Now, anytime you want to make a change, anytime you want to go someplace, you have to first decide to go there. I do not think any of us have ended up in the place that we wanted to be by accident. We've never been able to accomplish the great things that we wanted to without trying to do them. So the first thing we have to choose to do is to find that higher ground, that place of financial safety, and move there. The first thing that we have to choose is to make the choice. The next thing that you have to do in order to get someplace, to make a transition from one place to another place, is to know where you are. So many of us live from paycheck to paycheck. Our idea of a financial metric on how well we're doing is the checking account statement we get at the end of each month. The problem is that doesn't take into the full account of where we actually are. It doesn't tell us exactly how much are we spending per month, because a lot of those expenses end up on credit cards, or, you know, ends up in happening in unaccounted ways. So the first thing we have to do is figure out exactly where we are financially before we can transition to higher ground. Recently, during the lights being out, I had a lot of spare time. I decided to get started on this journey myself. I wish I could tell you I knew of a path to get there, but I don't. And what I found really helped me was just looking at all my account balances at the beginning of each month, making a spreadsheet with that list, and then the account balances of all my accounts, you know, from a checking, savings, credit card, what have you. I could subtract that from my income, my take-home pay, and I got like this big number. And each month it was like a really much bigger number than I thought it would be. And from that, I actually know how big the problem is. So that's the step number one. Step number two is actually going and looking at, you know, where am I spending the money? What do I have little control over, such as my mortgage, that would require a big change to change? What do I have some control over, such as my electricity bill and electricity provider and how often I keep the AC on and run the computers and what have you? And then things I have great control over, such as dining out or buying things that I swear, when I'm in the store, how could life go any longer without this thing? But somehow I survived without it. So really, you know, being able to look at yourself and say maybe you really don't need that thing is something that you have to do. And then freeing up some of that money to go and invest in things, you know, to try to make that transition from paycheck to profit. But it doesn't require money to create investments that pay off. For example, you have all heard me talk about my website to teach people Hindi. I mean, this is something that required almost no expenses. And yet, I see in it the foundation for some future business. And so, if you look around you at your hobbies and skills, you might be able to find a way to create that foundation for future business. I want to leave you with this last quote from Benjamin Franklin, who, if anybody studied American history, probably has fond and fuzzy thoughts about. He said, "All of humanity is divided into three categories: those who are immovable, those who are movable, and those who move."